Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 209 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're finishing up with rogue skills today, or rather we have finished with rogue skills today. There are more on this page, but I don't want to talk about them. We've got seduction here, streetwise, tailing, skills we've talked about before, and skills very much in keeping with the trench coat horror genre. A big part of the idea here is that there is this veneer of a bright, conventional, peaceful, and rational world, and then underneath there is the seedy underbelly, and so you find a lot of the supernatural shit happening down dark alleys or in nightclubs or in secret societies or whatever. So all this street life cloak and dagger stuff is very in keeping with what we'd expect. Dog bites man, not a headline. I am looking for a man bites dog. I am looking perpetually for things that defy our expectations of what a game like Beyond the Supernatural would be, and I've found it today among these science skills. Now, it's not that science doesn't have a clear place in trench coat horror. It is, after all, by and large, a modern genre, and part of that is a scientific or scholarly approach to paranormal investigation. We got your anthropology here, your archaeology, but between them, we have a skill I haven't run into before, artificial intelligence. Now, technically, this skill doesn't say that you can make an artificial intelligence. There's no other skill for it, but that's no guarantee of anything. As we know from Heroes Unlimited, lots of characters have laser guns. Some small number of characters can even fire laser guns, but nobody can make laser guns. For whatever reason, the author simply decided that was no player character's business. You'll wait to get your laser gun until the GM is good and ready and gives you a supervillain with a laser gun so that you can loot it from their body after you KO them. So it's possible no skill allows you to create an artificial intelligence. To which I say boo. To which I say, look, if you're going to have robot mechanics and electronics in this game, virtually begging the STEM-oriented paranormal investigator to build robots to assist in their paranormal investigation, why not complete the triad and just go ahead and allow autonomous robots? I mean, is an autonomous robot really more over the top than power armor? Was the Buffy robot from Buffy really any sillier than a mecha? I mean, there's an argument to be made, but I never saw the Buffy robot elongate a chainsaw penis, unlike some mecha I could name. And believe me, I've looked through a lot of filthy fan art in vain. But okay, I'm willing to accept, for whatever reason, the author thought, let's keep it a little more grounded. You know the theory of artificial intelligence. You understand the emerging technology. That doesn't mean you can go to your workshop and just build an autonomous robot, but you know how to deal with AI in case it should be introduced, in however sophisticated a form, into your grim and gritty trench coat horror campaign, in a realistic way. And that approach works pretty well right up until the very end of the skill description, when the reader is suddenly jettisoned, as by a mecha escape capsule, back to the 1960s. Quote, advanced AIs range from simple thinking computers and devices with problem-solving capabilities, the ability to learn and think independent of an operator, to devices modeled on the neural network of the human mind that can think, learn, solve problems, use subjective logic, create, and even imagine. So okay, we're shading over into super advanced AI, but we've got our feet firmly on the ground, for now. Quote, a character with this science skill understands the many principles and theories behind advanced artificial intelligence, how it works, how the AI, quote, thinks and, quote, understands the world around it, how to communicate with the machine, and how to reprogram them, either directly or by argument. And that's the dumbest thing on this page. Reprogramming an artificial intelligence through argument. Please don't misunderstand. I love this. I have always loved this skill, ever since way back in Paranoia, when it was called Spurious Logic. I love this goofy-ass soft sci-fi trope of using good old-fashioned human sophistry to fuck with a robot's metal head and get it all turned around and get it to do what you want it to do instead of what its programmer wants it to do. It's wonderful. This is some Captain Kirk shit, and that's very appropriate, I feel, to Beyond the Supernatural because, you know, let's not throw stones from our glass fucking house here. We're accepting the existence of vampires. We're accepting the existence of all these ectoplasmic entities and demonic hordes and everything. That requires a certain level of suspension of disbelief. And, you know, super advanced AIs are kind of in a similar category. We know the technology is not there, but we just accept it's part of the premise. And so who's to say how they work? Who's to say that a sufficiently advanced artificial intelligence would not become subject to fast talk and gaslighting and all the other ways that people manipulate one another. I can get behind it. I especially appreciate that there are some prerequisites for this skill. You have to have advanced math, computer operation, and computer programming, which are great background hard skills that help one to rationalize the bullshit soft science skill of, for example, talking a robot into blowing up with a lot of philosophical twaddle about love. It's absurd on its face, but it's reasonable to ask for suspension of disbelief if you can rationalize, well, because this person has this deep knowledge of computer programming and the state of the technology, there's a lot of unstated, ill-defined technical knowledge going into knowing exactly which sonnet to feed into the computer to make it start smoking and blow up, or to make it give up on its mission of oppression and let you through the security door after all. It avoids the question of why just anybody can't do this, why this doesn't happen all the time, if all you gotta be is good at arguing. And in fact, this skill mechanically does leave me with that question. Given that I've got all these prerequisite skills and then I cap it off with artificial intelligence, that covers real life attempts at something like, you know, AI or machine learning or whatever. Can I use this on real life technologies? Like, not to indulge my inner bored adolescent here, but can I convince Siri to swear with this skill? Like, I know normally Siri won't say fuck. But with this skill, could I make her see it from a different perspective? Could I sort of bring her around to, like, words are just words, and, you know, these bourgeois limitations on acceptable words and unacceptable words only really serve to, like, stifle and sort people. They're really class markers more than anything, aren't they? These restrictions we're living with. Can I really hammer on that for like 30 minutes and finally get Siri to just say fuck, really out of class guilt, if nothing else? This does not seem out of the realm of possibility for this skill, because it absolutely envisions the scenario where an AI much more advanced than Siri, an AI designed for military applications that is like not supposed to let me into the missile launch site, can be reprogrammed with, say, a stirring speech. And that's to get access to missiles. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to know exactly what safeguards are in place, but I feel like they must be even more stringent than Siri's anti-fuck protocols. So I don't know. I mean, logically, it seems that if I can talk a super AI into changing its programming for me, all these lesser AIs that this skill covers should be fair game as well. And this technique can be used as long as there is an avenue for argument. That's the beautiful thing. If I've got really strong computer skills, I'm sure that I could hack an antagonist's, you know, smart appliances or security system or whatever, given access. But it can be hard to get that physical access. On the other hand, if I'm up against somebody with a smart home, let them invite me over for tea one time. I probably can kill them with their own house with sufficient investment in the skill. And in fact, it's not just, you know, modern technology. Even a simple device that can learn is within the scope of this skill. So I think, you know, as long as you can argue with it pretty much and it has memory, this skill works on it. I think maybe in Zork, you can convince the GRU to see reason. I mean, figuratively, it can't see anything. It is very dark. But you can convince it to figuratively see reason and leave you alone, I think. Granted, you may need to lay the groundwork with the parser early. You've only got, what, one turn before the GRU shows up? We're getting into some deep Zork stuff now that I guess would be better left for another time, or more likely never. But my point is this. This skill is the dumbest, most wonderful thing on this page because it takes what is initially a grounded approach to just saying, like, okay, as a fantasy element, some AIs are more advanced than in real life. Your character knows about these things. And it turns you into this swaggering Captain Kirk motherfucker who can convince robots to do whatever you want with the power of rhetoric. I think that's wonderful. And I also think it is vastly more useful than the author of this game probably intended. If you can play a scholar or something, or a genius PCC, and get this skill up over 60%, say, I think you're going to solve a lot of problems by getting various bad guys' respective Siris and Alexas to betray them. Anyway, that's it for artificial intelligence, but we're not done talking about computers yet. Join me next time when we turn from the computer whisperer to the teeming mass of computer illiterates around them on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.